You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Call that a news update. This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Hey, Nicole, how you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. So we'll get straight into the Australian news for the week. The Australian Bureau of Statistics announced yesterday that Australians not already on the electoral roll will have until August the 24th to register with the Australian Electoral Commission to vote in the same-sex marriage postal vote, which has been extended to a two-week period instead of the usual 1 week after it. So why do you think they've decided on this extension?
The extension, I think, is because of the nature of the issue. I mean, even 2 weeks doesn't seem like enough, because I know that there's a lot of people in rural areas who are saying, we're not going to be able to change our details in time. We're not even going to get the letter in time. And, you know, same-sex marriage advocates and, you know, much of the general community are worried that this won't be representative. And even if it is representative of, you know, a good proportion of the population, it's not necessarily binding. So it is a lot of money to spend on something that doesn't seem necessary.
So this postal vote won't actually have immediate political impact. Is that right? It's more just an indication of the public opinion at this time for the MPs to consider.
Exactly. So the Parliament could have a free vote on this anytime that they want, but they've decided that they will do a postal vote instead, which, yeah, has frustrated a lot of people.
I've read that the Australian Bureau of Stats doesn't currently have the best functionality reputation. What is this stemmed from?
So basically the agency is already under a lot of pressure and struggling with its, you know, core functions, because they've had a lot of job cuts recently. And usually this should be the role of the Electoral Commission to, you know, poll people and things like this. And so, you know, the ABS has used statistical work, and, yeah, people are just really worried that if they have to roll it out in a short space of time, it's not going to work. I mean, recently they tried to run a census online and it was a complete mess and it just didn't work. So, yeah, fingers crossed that it works.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
When is that plan to take place?
The actual vote?
Yeah.
Yeah, so ballot papers will go to every enrolled Australian from next month.
Right.
To be returned by November 7 and a result hopefully by the end of November.
Awesome. Also, we've seen that sea bug creatures have attacked a Melbourne teen's leg, which I'm sure in New Zealand as well we've seen photos. The photos have been everywhere. But yeah, what is this kind of impact has it had with Australian media? Have you guys seen photos and everything?
Yeah. This has been everywhere. It's crazy. I mean, it's like the New York Times covered it, and it was just all over social media. Yeah. I think that it plays into this idea of Australia as a dangerous place. I think that's why it's kind of taken off. But it is kind of, it's just a weird kind of story, because scientists are saying that these little sea bugs that ate this teenager's legs, I mean, the odds of it happening are, you know, it's so rare that this would happen. And I think that he might have disturbed a feeding spot, or maybe he was near a dead fish or something, because I think they normally eat, like, other dead sea creatures, not humans. So it's so bizarre. I mean, yeah, like you were saying, you've seen the photos. They're very bloody. And, but, I mean, you know, he's expected to make a full recovery. It's just the skin. They're not venomous.
Yeah. So is there... because it's in Melbourne, is that right? It's just on Brighton Beach?
Yep, in Melbourne.
So is this quite... I mean, obviously, it's not exactly the correct climate to go swimming at the moment. But, you know, are people kind of just shying away from the sea now? And, you know, not wanting to go anywhere near because they're scared that this might happen again?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because, you know, people have always been sort of scared of sharks and things like that. And they're like, you know, I don't want to go out too deep into the water. And now these little mite-type creatures are in the shallows.
Yeah.
And so I think just for, you know, because of the media storm around it, people will be a little bit apprehensive for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, after seeing those photos, makes me not even want to go on the water here. So. also, finally, the story, we've got a southern right whale baby boom off Victoria's southwest coast, which is a hope for the endangered species. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so a fourth southern right whale calf was born this week, which doesn't seem like very much, but in the context of southern right whales, you know, it's a great season. Because they're critically endangered, there's an estimated 3,500 left worldwide, and in Australia there's only 300 of them. And because people didn't see any females returning on their three-year breeding cycle last year, people have been just really worried for a long time. I mean, the last good calving season was in 2013. So to have like a relatively normal season this year has, you know, made a lot of environmentalists and whale like groups really passionate about this.
Mm.
There's about 30,000 humpback whales around the country, but for some reason, the southern right whale population has, stayed really low, because after commercial whaling in the 19th century, they just sort of never came back to what the population was before, and people were worried they would go completely extinct. And so this is, it's still a long way to go, but
really positive.
Yeah.
I also see that that people are now getting warned with fines that you're not allowed to take your drone out and take photos of these whales because it might disturb them and it's causing distress to them because they're so noise sensitive.
Mm. Yeah, this is a interesting problem because of all the, mostly Instagram, a lot of drone photography, aerial photography of beaches and things like that, and whales are a great subject for photographers.
Mm.
And apparently the buzzing from the motors can cause distress to them. So, people are saying that you can't fly drones within 500 metres of them just because, if they're already having problems with populations, they don't want to cause any stress to them whatsoever that could cause them to change their behaviour.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, that sounds like a very good thing they've put in place.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nicole. And we'll talk to you next week on everything going on in Australia.
No worries. Talk to you then.
See you later.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.